Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of February 2020. Supreme Court has held that the District Council Courts in Meghalaya have jurisdiction to entertain criminal cases in which both the victim and the accused belong to scheduled tribes. Supreme Court has held that civil judges are not eligible to seek direct recruitment to post of district judges in Barkwata. The court has further held that direct recruitment is an exclusive quota for practicing advocates. Bombay High Court has quantified 5 lakhs rupees as costs to be paid to Antikaris Shipping Corporation while allowing appeals filed by them against an order of a single judge condoning the delay of 7 years in a review application by Adani Enterprises. The review was sought when arbitration proceedings were at the final hearing stage. Meghalaya High Court has held that the governor of the state does not have any discretion in the matter of appointments to the executive committee of the Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council and that he has to follow the advice of the chief executive member in this regard. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Bangalore has granted an extension of stay period to Google India citing a reason for the delay in non-disposal of appeal. The tribunal noted that the delay was not due to the fault of BSSC and therefore, the stay period should be extended. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has held that the society formed to impart training to the state government employees is eligible for income tax exemption under Section 12A of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Mumbai has held that Senbit credit is permissible on renting of premises outside the manufacturing factory unit. Supreme Court has said that the overhead power transmission lines in the Desert National Park in Rajasthan's Jaisalmer district and surrounding areas must go underground to save the endangered Great Indian Bustard and the Lesser Florican. Supreme Court has observed that the right to pension is covered under a right to property protected under Article 300A of the Constitution of India, 1949 and it cannot be taken away by a mere executive fiat or administrative instruction. Supreme Court has observed that the High Courts should continuously recommend names for judicial appointments in anticipation of vacancies, regardless of the pendency of the earlier recommendations. Supreme Court has upheld the award of City Gas license for Chennai Torrent Gas rejecting the plea of Adani Gas that its unreasonably high bid should have been rejected by the regulator. Supreme Court has observed that the parental responsibility of the couple does not end even if there is a breakdown of a marriage. The court further observed that the courts should decide the issue of custody on a paramount consideration which is in the best interest of the child who is the victim in the custody battle. Delhi High Court stayed a show cause notice issued by National Anti-Profiteering Authority, NAPA, against Johnson & Johnson for wrongfully profiteering from goods and services tax exemption on sanitary napkins. Karnataka High Court has dismissed a petition seeking to transfer the alleged rape case against Swami Nityananda Rajshekaran and others from Ramanagara to a court in Bengaluru. The court held that the petition was devoid of merits and directed the trial court to expedite the trial, which has been pending for a decade. Guwahati High Court has directed the state of Assam to take appropriate action under the Food Safety and Standards Act, 2006, against all those pan masala manufacturing companies whose products contain the magnesium carbonate compound. Tripura High Court has directed the state government to grant reimbursement of value-added taxes per the Tripura Industrial Investment Promotion Incentive Scheme, 2007, which ensured the reimbursement for commercial productions in the state. Delhi Court has directed the Central Bureau of Investigation to hand over P. Chidambaram and his son, Karthi Chidambaram, certain documents filed along with the charge sheet in the INX media corruption case. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has decided to close the corporate insolvency resolution process against Oman Greoltech if the company manages to complete the work by August 2020. Securities Appellate Tribunal has granted Securities and Exchange Board of India time till the 10th of March 2020 to pass the final order in the matter related to CG Power and Industrial Solutions Limited case. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has held that genuine omissions must be excluded from the levy of penalty under Clause Subsection 1, Section 271 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Chennai has observed that the brand Nimbus is not lemonade and allowed excise duty exemption. The court observed that the product Minute Maid Nimbu Fresh manufactured by Brindavan Beverages Private Limited and 7-Up Nimbus manufactured by PepsiCo India Holdings Private Limited are classifiable under Tariff Item 220, 29020 of the Central Excise Tariff Schedule under the category of Fruit Pulp or Fruit Juice Based Drinks. Sales Tax Tribunal, Mumbai has held that the levy of tax on the turnover of sales in respect of the charter hire of vessels is confirmed and has to be calculated at 4% and be subjected to tax accordingly. Securities and Exchange Board of India has imposed a total fine of 59 lakhs rupees on 9 firms for indulging in fraudulent trading in the scrip of turbocharged engineering.